would rise for the pledge.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, God.
Antenna in here, it causes the alarm to go off. Yes.
Why didn't you do it at Border?
Because it's not turned on at Border Works. Yeah, we have roll call, and that's something else we're going to try to get corrected when we do this.
Here. There.
Here.
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 Adoption of the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall to adopt the agenda as presented.
Yes.
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 Agenda is adopted by a vote of 7-0. I need approval of the minutes for the August 8th meeting.
Second.
Motion by President Rowe, second by Councilman Westfall to approve the minutes as presented.
Yes.
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 They're approved by a vote of 7-0. Petitions, memorials, or remonstrances?
Mr. Mayor, I have copies for the council of a presentation that attended last week. Sponsored by KCDC, and it is in reference to this creating entrepreneurship opportunities, the CEO program. And so I would like, I know Dan Ravelette was there, and the mayor was there, myself, but for the others, look this over. This was the presentation that was presented. And I think it is a good opportunity for the community to really develop among a core of young people a spirit of entrepreneurship that would hopefully lead to more of the young people coming back to Vincennes and being very contributing members of businesses that they may join, and then eventually, you know, perhaps opening their own business. The reason I'm distributing this, though, is that after you become more familiar with it, and I'm sure, by the way, Kent Utt would be glad to talk to you in more depth about it, but it would be my intention to come back and ask the council if they would, as a council, consider becoming a sponsor of this. Sponsorships are $1,000 per year over 3 years, or you can pay it all as one sum of $3,000. But I think that would indicate the commitment of the City Council in supporting what I assume will be a number of businesses and organizations in the community also becoming sponsors to get this started. Like anything else, the startup cost is the biggest hurdle. Once it gets going, I think it'll prove itself and probably be very easily sold to businesses on an ongoing basis, but we need to get it started first. And it's one of those programs that has a proven track record. It has been going, I think, 2008-09 over in Effingham, and they speak very highly of its, you know, impact on that community. So look it over, and we'll come back at a later time and give it some discussion.
I think Davies County.
Davies County, yes, mm-hmm. They are. But they're just starting, I think. Yeah. a number of communities in Indiana, and it's well-established in Illinois.
Anything else? Not committee chair reports.
Mr. Mayor, I attended solid waste. Minutes and
I'll take it.
Any other reports?
Thank you.
What report of city officers? In the old business, ordinance 36-2016, vacating utility sewer easement in the city of Vincennes. First reading was August the 8th.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have second reading of ordinance 36-2016.
Ordinance number 36-2016, an ordinance vacating utility sewer easement in Vincennes 1, 2, and 3. The sewer line is being abandoned and the new one is being located in a new place. No longer be necessary.
Yes.
Discussion.
The USB does recommend approval.
Yeah.
Kirk just couldn't be here. Conflict.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
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 Second reading of ordinance 36-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Second.
Call me for a loop. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Ravelet, to have third and final reading of ordinance 36-2016.
Ordinance number 36, ordinance vacating utility three. Diagonal.
Discussion.
Yes.
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 And third and final reading of ordinance 36-2016 passes by a vote of 7-0. Move to new business, ordinance 37-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, the amount of $9,800 from edit.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to have first reading of ordinance 37-2016. It's going to stay as pretty deep.
Oh, I got it. Ordinance 37-2016, additional appropriation ordinance, section 1 and 2, $9,800 from edit, from Vincennes levy, Oak.
Discussion. I have everything in your packet. This is all dealing with the levy and Elker grant. Yeah.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
First reading of ordinance 37-2016 passing by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Council Westfall, to pay the claims amount of $544,755.76.
Yes.
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 By a vote of 7-0, the claims are paid. Anything under miscellaneous?
I did try and go with somewhere local, but no place here in town could supply them with the Surface Pros. I did go through Best Buy, and they are reducing the cost of them almost $300 off of suggested price, and did include the keyboard as well.
And I did take your quote and run it by our technology purchasing director, and he said that was a good price. The university can't beat that in terms of mass purchase, so I think it is a good deal.
And this is a route that we go. I know we've talked about it before, but we're going to make a commitment to kind of go as digital as we possibly can. Is that the agreement amongst us? Well, yeah, I mean, I know it'll take probably some time to get used to things. I mean, we've gone paper from here on, but I mean, if that's the route that we're going to go, then we probably need to make a commitment to it as a group.
Since the biggest volume of paperwork reduction will be coming from the clerk's office, I'm assuming there's nothing there that needs to be. Well, yeah. But I mean, you're prepared to do this. There's nothing technological-wise that...
I'm already doing this now.
You're already doing it, so we have a proven test.
Yeah, and it's worked out well for me. I've had the information available to me wherever I am, and I don't have, you know, packets, repeat packets being printed off. I think it would be a big savings in the end. It is a pretty big initial investment, but there are the newest machines out, and I think they would last quite a while. I think you would end up saving money.
And time.
Yes.
Clerk's office. And of course, I know we all understand this, but just to put it on the public record, what we're doing is buying these for the council. As members leave the council and another member takes that place, that tablet goes
city property.
I mean, yeah, similar to like
city property.
Similar like school device. When a school buys a computer for the exactly. Teacher that stays in that classroom with that, and you turn it in when you retire, you leave.
We just need to make sure it's on this, put it on the city inventory or whatever, you know, procedural steps we need to take. But
yeah, but thank you.
I make a motion that we would purchase these 7 machines and keyboards in.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Rose, second by Councilman Westfall, to purchase the
of course this is coming from the council budget.
Yes.
Voice
vote, or?
Yes.
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 And that's approved by a vote of 7-0.
One other thing, would like to invite City Council, Mayor, Clerk Treasurer, everyone, to the United Way of Knox County kickoff. That is August 30 from 4 to 6 p.m., and it is going to be at Adams Coliseum. And this will be, among other things, the celebration of the return of Knox the Bison from its exhibition at the State Fair. And I was at the State Fair during its last day, Sunday, and can say that it represented Knox County very well, In fact, there was a large crowd gathered around it when I was coming upon the Bison exhibition, and I asked the people, are you from Knox County? Because they were really, they were taking selfies with the Knox the Bison and so forth, and they weren't. They were from other counties, but they said they thought it was the best bison, so that's the one they wanted their picture with. So, although the official state judges chose three others, we know which one was the best. So, so come to Adams Coliseum and get your selfie with Knox the Bison.
Anything else? And a motion to adjourn?